from the Noble Vajra Banner of Victory Sutra. That suffering, that mass of suffering, the suffering of all sentient beings and their various obstructions and hindering actions, because of which they do not see the Buddhas, nor hear the Dharma, nor know the Sangha. Do I take upon this my own body, a bundle of pain accumulated through three defiled actions? The suffering of those beings who are born in hell, who dwell in realms of cruel migrations. May death take them beyond such migrations. That awesome mass of suffering do I assume. To that end I strive. In that end I take joy. From that end I shall not turn away, nor shall I run away. Nor towards that end shall I be dismayed or afraid, nor draw back or be apathetic. If you question why, it is because I bear the burden of all that lives. This is not out of desire for my own pleasure, but that I have vowed to free all sentient beings and thus to fully unfold them. I shall free all wandering beings, free them from the desolation of being born, from the desolation of old age and of disease, free them from the desolation of the rounds of birth and death, from the desolation of all bad migrations and of never-ending unrest, free them from the desolation of all that is conditioned, of all obscuring views, from the desolation of the depletion of virtuous actions, and of unknowing arising from the depths. From all shall I liberate all. All those creatures entangled in nets of their own desires, shrouded in veils of ignorance, clinging to their worlds of conditioned being, in their final moments afraid, all those creatures plunged into the depths of pain, subsisting in prisons of repeating patterns of existence, without wisdom, without honor in their words, in doubt, irresolute, knowing only sadness, unknowing of dependent arising, alone, swept round in whirlpools of afflicted minds and subjugated lives. All these creatures shall I establish in the kingdom of sovereign wisdom. My struggle is not for liberation for myself alone, but by the mind of very omniscience shall I unbind all others from the wheel of existence, the ever-turning wheel from which it is hard to be freed. I shall deliver them out of the awful abyss, save them from all harm, rescue them from the torrent of their own swirling minds. Upon myself do I rest the load of sorrow of all of them. It is my pleasure to suffer the pain of each and every tortured existence in all, however many realms of existence. I shall not defraud all the world of my roots of virtue. I shall strive to abide in even a single bad migration until the last aeon to come, and just as in one bad migration, I shall, without exception, abide in all bad migrations, in all the realms of existence, for the sake of liberating all living beings. If you question why, is it not reasonable for but one being to suffer rather than all beings fall to realms of ruin? I myself here let my blood, that I might redeem all wandering beings from the wilderness of the Lord of Death's domain, from places of birth as animal and as hell being. With this very body shall I endure all suffering aggregates of feeling for the sake of all sentient beings. I take joy in reaffirming the trustworthy truth of my proclamation. I am the yoke-bearing nape of all sentient beings for the sake of all sentient beings. I shall not forsake even one sentient being. If you question why, with all that lives as my object, I shall engender the very mind of omniscience itself. That is, not for my own pleasure, but that I may altogether liberate all living beings, have I wholly set forth toward unsurpassed, perfect, complete enlightenment. Thus, whenever and for however long, all beings are attaining great happiness, from happiness never before known, up to the ecstasies of very omniscience, shall I wholly dedicate my roots of virtue. Dedicate them that I may be a leader drawing others along, a bearer of a lamp, a guide for those on their journey to peace, provisioner for those on their journey towards leisure. Dedicate them that I may be skilled in methods and wise in meanings, that I may abide on the furthermost shore, having navigated the seas of cyclic existence in the wisdom ship of all-knowing, that I may be a master of pure dedication and a teacher pointing the way to transcendence. I shall in every way cultivate roots of virtue for the sake of every living thing. I shall totally dedicate these roots of virtue, dedicate them that I may liberate all sentient beings, that I may appear to all sentient beings, that I may be known to all and free all sentient beings, that I may care for them, spiritually mature them, fulfill the needs and dispel the doubts of all sentient beings. I am like the sun. I depend upon no other. I shall not surrender the bodhisattva's armor to another. Indeed, I shall eliminate the very need for others. I shall not pause from effort to protect but even one being, and as one, all. All living beings, I shall not cease from utter devotion to assuage all suffering. I shall not settle for trifling roots of virtue. I shall know no peace with less than all-consuming dedication.